You've heard the stories. People go to try to buy a house and put down an offer, and then somebody comes back immediately with a bigger offer. It's just the way it is right now. It's kind of hard to buy a house because they're in such high demand. And here to discuss housing and the problems that some people are having getting affordable housing right now is Marietta Rodriguez, the president and CEO of NeighborWorks. And Marietta, I want to talk about this thing that's going on in Indianapolis right now where the competition to buy a house is really, really stiff.
You know, Chris, that's the competition is stiff throughout the country. Unfortunately, Indianapolis is feeling what a lot of buyers across the country are feeling. There is just a general lack of inventory, but particularly a lack of inventory on the affordability side of the market. And so it's just making competition very, very stiff. And it's hard for people who are trying to break into home ownership, be competitive if they're losing those deals to cash offers. You know, we recently did a survey and it showed that 1 in 3 people are looking for a new home, but 63% of our African-American responders felt like they wouldn't even be approved for a mortgage because of lack of resources and other obstacles such as credit keeps them out. But there is a tremendous interest and desire, particularly coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic right now, having a home means safety and security. And so many people, particularly communities of color, are just locked out of the market right now.
Should people be surprised that the housing demand has gone up during a pandemic?
I don't know if they should be surprised, but I think the pandemic has shed a spotlight on what NeighborWorks has known for a long time. Your home is your center, right? It's your hub for everything. And it's even more so now during the pandemic because so many people are working from home. They're educating their children from home. They may be accessing telehealth and other services from home. And so it's really shed a light on how important having an adequate house or home means to an individual's safety and security.
Now, you spoke particularly just a moment ago about communities of color and how you know some of the people who are in that community feel that they might not be able to get a mortgage. But I've actually spoken with a lot of people from a variety of backgrounds who feel the same way.
It's true. I think, but what we're seeing is the wealth gap between Black and white Americans and is growing, and so is the homeownership gap. And it's just becoming more and more exacerbated. We also learned in our survey that people who feel like they've been financially challenged by the pandemic, it may take them 6 months or more to feel like they can recover. And almost half, 46% say it will take them a year or more to recover from the financial setbacks they've experienced. And we're seeing those kinds of challenges even more pronounced in communities of color.
Now, you were talking about how people feel according to the survey. Does that equate with reality? I mean, are people that feel that they might not be able to get a mortgage, could they actually, if they actually went into the bank and tried to get a mortgage, could they get one?
Well, I think we're seeing consumer confidence straining here because of credit challenges that people may have. And we are seeing denial rates increase in some markets. I do think that lack of inventory with lack of consumer confidence and people's financial setbacks, when you put all of the elements together, it just puts communities of color even further back into the racial wealth gap. It may take some communities of color years to recover from the pandemic. We certainly saw that in the 2008 financial crisis, where it took communities of color much longer to recover than other communities. And I think that this is a critical element as a country we need to tackle and need to deal with.
So let's look at some possible solutions here. What do you see bringing us out of this or making the competition just a little bit less stiff?
I really think that there are lots of programs afoot in communities that include preparing the homebuyer, homebuyer preparation, down payment assistance, really explaining to consumers what makes a difference on your credit report, what are the things that you can do to help improve your credit profile. We also have organizations that are helping families and individuals save with matched savings programs and individual development accounts. I think we need some long-lasting solutions, and we're seeing a lot of organizations work with community development financial institutions or CDFIs on new kinds of products and financial services to help bring folks who may not be accessing mainstream financial products more into mainstream so that they're not using some of the higher cost financial services like check cashing or paying bills through money orders. But we need to really increase the profile of those kinds of programs. You know, I would also mention, Chris, that during the pandemic, we've seen a prevalence of COVID-related financial scams, and we are seeing it related to people's homes, either rental or homeownership. So we'd also want to get the word out about making sure people are aware of any housing scams that may be popping up in communities right now.
And I know you got to go, but I got a couple of more questions for you. One is, has the competition also been this stiff with rent?
Absolutely. There's a lack of affordable inventory on rental as well. And the obstacles of credit are troubling there too, because in many places, in order to sign a lease and become eligible, the landlord's going to run a credit check. So understanding your credit really is foundational to really solving some of these housing issues.
And where can people go if they want to find out more information?
Sure. I will give you three possible avenues. NeighborWorks America's website is www.neighborworks.org. We have a NeighborWorks organization that works in the Indianapolis market, that is Renew Indianapolis. It's one of our newest affiliates. We're really proud to have them part of the network. And then related to scams, if folks feel like they've been scammed or they want some more information on how to report scams, www.stophomescams.org is a great resource for more information there.
All right. Marietta Rodriguez, President and CEO of NeighborWorks. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chris.